Anyhow, so let's continue on with this patient because I think the next thing that happened was really fascinating. So he gets the paclitaxel ramucirumab, as you say, does well for about a year, and he actually had a partial response. And then what happened?
Well, unfortunately, as these things go, I mean, he eventually progressed. And, you know, I think it was not unexpected. When you look at the RAINBOW study, it's really an amazing overall survival. I mean, but ultimately all of these patients progress, and this gentleman did progress as well, and we ultimately put him on a study of pembrolizumab.
And what happened?
Well, he felt better, in fact, quite a bit better, but his first CAT scan showed a 180% progression.
Where did he have disease?
He had disease mostly in the lymph nodes, but also in the liver. And what worried us was that it wasn't just the lymph nodes that had increased in size, but also the liver.
But yet, clinically, he was feeling better.
He was feeling better. Not a lot better. That was also the concern. Slightly better.
But definitely not worse.
Definitely not worse. So we took a chance, and we actually continued him on therapy. And his most recent scan, about 2 weeks ago, shows instead of 180% progression, shows a 97% progression. So he's gotten half of that back again. So he's not yet at a major response, but he's heading in the right direction.
When you say 97%, are you saying...
From baseline.
So does that mean he's about the same as baseline?
No.
He's double.
He went from baseline to 180% progression.
But 180% means more than double.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost quadrupling.
Right.
And now he's 97% worse than baseline. So he's heading back in the right direction.
So it sounds like he's maybe having something that supposedly never happens or almost never happens, which is pseudo-progression. Is that your thinking?
Yeah, so I think that as these things go, a lot of people bandy about pseudoprogression and how, you know, is it pseudoprogression? And the reality is that it's much less common than we would hope or we would think. Our best estimate is that it's probably around 5% and perhaps even less in esophageal and gastric cancer. I think that particularly in KEYNOTE-59, there were virtually no patients who had pseudoprogression. So I think that we'll have to see how this pans out. But the bottom line, it's palliative therapy. And if the man is feeling better and his disease is heading in the right direction, who am I to discontinue him off something that offers an improvement in quality of life and is actually keeping his cancer from growing?
So note to myself, I'm going to keep in contact with you and find out what happens.
That's right. Hopefully it'll continue to be a positive story.
Well, that'll be cool if he actually turns into having a response. And, you know, it's funny. Of course, we first started hearing about checkpoint inhibitors from the melanoma people. And, you know, they were obviously the first people to bring up this issue of pseudoprogression. And what they started to say was, if the patient feels fine, in general, keep going. And then we started to hear other specialties saying the same thing. And I guess it sort of is intuitively logical to do that.
I think you basically have to throw out everything you've learned about oncology. I think that we're having difficulty understanding exactly how to count a response or a win with these new agents. I heard recently at a meeting of a patient who had no response to one of the checkpoint inhibitors and after 12 cycles suddenly had a PR. So, you know, I think that it ultimately really comes down to the fact that if you're forced to stop, you're forced to stop. I mean, if the patient's going down the tubes and you still have another agent that you can use, then you got to salvage them. But if they seem to be doing okay and there's not significant progression of disease, I think that waiting it out is certainly reasonable, particularly since just coming off of chemotherapy makes a lot of the patients feel better. So again, I think we forget that we're not treating a CAT scan, we're treating a patient. And quality of life, although we've traditionally had difficulty measuring this in clinical trials, is ultimately why we treat patients. It's to improve quality of life as well as to prolong life. And if that is what's working, then why not continue it?
We'll see what happens with this patient, but really interesting situation.